ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद्भागवतम् थर्ड कैंटो सेवेंथ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 11
यथा
जड़े जड़े चंद्रमसः कंपारी तत्कृतो तत्कृतो गुणः गुणः दृश्यते असन्नपि द्रष्टो आत्मनो अनात्मनो गुणः यथा जड़े चंद्रमसः कंपादी सत्कृतो गुणः दृश्यते असन्नपि द्रष्टो आत्मनो नात्मनो गुणः
यथा चले चंद्रमसः
कंपादिस्तत्कृतो गुणः
दृश्यते सनपि द्रष्टो आत्मनो नात्मनो गुणः
यथा जले चंद्रमसः
आत्मनो नात्मनो गुणः
यथा जले चंद्रमसः
दृश्यते सन्नपि द्रष्टो
आत्मनो नात्मनो गुणः
वर्णन यथा आज जड़े इन द वाटर
चंद्रमसः
अब द मून कंपादी क्वेवरिंग एक्सेट्रा
Of other than the self, guna, quality, translation.
As the moon reflected on water appears to the seer to tremble due to being associated with the quality of the water, so the self associated with matter appears to be qualified as matter. In the purport, Sri Gopalnath says, The Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead, is compared to the moon in the sky, and the living entities are compared to the reflection of the moon on water. The moon in the sky is fixed and doesn't appear to quiver like the moon on the water. Actually, like the original moon in the sky, the moon reflected in the water should also not quiver. But because of being associated with water, the reflection appears to be quivering. Although, in actual fact, the moon is fixed. The water moves, but the moon doesn't move. Similarly, the living entities appear to be tainted by material qualities like illusion, lamentation, and miseries. Although in the pure soul, such qualities are completely absent. The word pratyade, which means apparently and not actually, like the experience of having one's hair cut off in a dream, is significant here. The reflection of the moon and the water is the separated rays of the moon and not the actual moon. The separated parts and parcels of the Lord entangled in the water of material existence have the quivering quality, whereas the Lord is like the actual moon in the sky, which is not at all in touch with water. The light of the sun and moon reflected on matter makes the matter bright and praiseworthy. The living symptoms are compared to the light of the sun and the moon, illuminating material manifestations like trees and mountains. The reflection of the sun or moon is accepted as the real sun or moon by less intelligent men, and the pure monistic philosophy develops from these ideas. In fact, the light of the sun and the moon are actually different from the sun and moon themselves, although they are always connected. The light of the moon spread throughout the sky appears to be impersonal, but the moon planet as it is personal, and the living entities and the moon planet are also personal. In the rays of the moon, different material entities appear to be comparatively more or less important. The light of the moon and the Taj Mahal appears to be more beautiful than the same light in the wilderness. Although the light of the moon is the same everywhere, due to being differently appreciated, it appears different. Similarly, the light of the Lord is equally distributed everywhere, but due to being differently received, it appears to be different. One should therefore accept the reflection of the moon on the water as actual and misunderstand the whole situation through monistic philosophy. The quivering quality of the moon is also variable. When the water is standing still, there is no quivering. A more subtle condition soul quivers less, but due to material connection, the quivering quality is more or less present everywhere. So first of all, I thank you, all the devotees, and for attending this class. It is my great opportunity that I have been able to give a class in Srimad Bhagavatam in this ISKCON center of the ISKCON center, which is New Jagannath Dham. This is like in Odisha. Odisha is our Jagannath Dham, and this is also another Odisha. And actually, I have been there in Langenthal since this 8th of this month. And there, while giving Bhagavatam class, we chant so many Odia songs. Because His Holiness Gauranga Goswami Maharaj used to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam at least for half an hour before speaking Bhagavatam. So there are so many verses in Bhagavatam which glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. And also there is Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in our Odisha Odia song also, there are the glorifications of Srimad Bhagavatam. So His Holiness Gauranga Goswami Maharaj glorified Srimad Bhagavatam for at least more than half an hour, so that thereafter he starts giving class. So though it is a foreign land, still then I was doing this Odia songs. And it is also there written in that leaflets are there. And they are also singing these songs. So anyway. And here in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, Just I will tell that this Srimad Bhagavatam is just like the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's just like the personal body of the Supreme Personality of God. Just like first two countries, the same in Padma Purana, there is also the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. In Padma Purana it is stated that the first two cantos, they are like the 2 feet of the Lord, 2 feet. And third and fourth canto, this is the thighs of the Lord. Fifth canto is the navel of the Lord. Sixth canto is his chest. Seventh and eighth canto are his arms. And ninth canto is his neck. Tenth canto is his lotus feet. 11th canto is his head, and 12th canto is the helmet on the head. So, now we are reading Srimad third canto means it is just like the body of the Lord, it is just like the thigh portion of the God, of the Lord. So, in this third and fourth canto, there are also 10 subject matters in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is described in second canto, 10th chapter, that sarga, visarga, atra sarga, visargascha, sthanam, poshanam, utaya, manvantara, ishan, katha, nirodham, uttirasya. These are the 10 subject matters in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, first is creation, and second is secondary creation, sarga, visarga. And you will see in third canto and fourth canto, this sarga and visarga are described, creations and sub-creations, secondary creations. First creation is by the Lord, and secondary creation is by Lord Brahma. He he extends this creation. It is called secondary creation or visarga. It is called visarga. So, how this world is created, that is asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Subhadra Goswami. How this world is created, it is also not known so far to the scientists. It is not known. They are doing researches to find out how this world came to be. Some say that it is by explosion. In this way, there are so many speculations. But how it is created is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Very literature is described. It is created by the Lord. So there is so many details of creation are also described. In second canto also it is described. And to give answer to this question, how this world is created, so Sukadeva Goswami, he quotes the dialogue between Vidura and Maitreya. The same questions were asked by Vidura to Maitreya. Maitreya Muni, he comes in also one parampara from the Lord Narayana Rishi. While the Lord Anantadev is bearing all this universe in his head, and there are 1,000 heads, hoods of Anantadev. And in one of the woods, all these material worlds are rested. Anantadev, in his 1,000 mouths, he is speaking about the glories of the Lord. Still it is not completed. The glories of the Lord is still not completed. It is in continuing. So, Sankhyana Rishi went there. First is Chatusana. That means four sons of Lord Brahma, son of Sanatana, Sanandana, son of Kumar. It will be described in 8th chapter. Third canto, 8th chapter, it will be described. Son of Sanatana, Sanandana, son of Kumar, they are the four sons of Lord Brahma. So, from Anantadev, this Bhagavatam was heard by the son of Chatusana, son of Sanatana, Sanandana, son of Kumar. And from Chatusana came Sankhyana Rishi. Sankhyana Rishi heard this Bhagavatam from Chatusana. And from Sankhyana, there is a written somewhere. It is like then Sankhana, then this Parasara Rishi, who is the father of Vyasadeva, and Brihaspati, who is the spiritual master of demigods, they all heard, these two persons heard from Sankhana Rishi. And from Parasara, this Maitreya Rishi heard this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is parampara. This is parampara. Evam parampara praptam, as it stated in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, we receive the knowledge through parampara system, through disciplic succession. So Maitreya Muni received this Bhagavatam in this disciplic succession. Besides, Maitreya Muni also heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the Lord Himself. As the Lord was about to leave this planet, Uddhava asked the Lord to tell about the knowledge to Srimad Bhagavatam, to give the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Lord instructed this to Uddhava, and also Maitreya Muni was also present there. And the Lord had instructed specifically that these instructions may be imparted to Vidura. He had instructed specifically to Maitreya that these instructions, these are very confidential instructions, these instructions may be imparted to Vidura. Vidura is so dear to the Lord. As it stated in Bhagavad Gita, we get our perfection of life if at the end of our life we think of the Lord. Janjambhavi, Antakale, Mahamiva, Smaranukta, Parivaram, Jav Prayati, Samadbhavam, Jatina, Satra Samsya. There is no doubt about it. If at all we are able to remember the Lord at the time of our last breath, then definitely we will go back to Godhead. There is no doubt about it. So it is required that when we have got human form of birth, human birth or human form of life, we should get perfection in this human form of life and should remember the Lord at the time of departing this body. But what about the Lord? The Lord remembers his devotee. The Lord remembers Vidura. Vidura is so dear to the God, to the Lord. He might have heard about his dealings. Once while Lord went to this Hastinapur as a representative of Pandavas, Shanti Duta, as a messenger of peace, he went from Pandavas, and he solicited for giving the whole planet belonged to the Pandavas, because Yudhishthira Maharaj, he gave this Rajasya Yajna, by doing which Yajna or fire sacrifice, one is able to be the Lord of the whole universe, this Rajasya Yajna. It is very important Yajna. And Yudhishthira Maharaj should be able to complete this Rajasya Yajna. So he is the master of all the universe. Sapta Deepa Pati Mahi, that is stated. Sapta Deepa, these are the seven islands in this world. And he is the master of all these islands, Sapta Deepa Pati Mahi. But somehow or other, Purus, they made so many machinations or so many ways to take away the whole land from Yudhishthira Maharaj by this gambling. That's why gambling is not allowed for us. Gambling is a sinful act. By gambling only, Duryodhana could be able to take away all the land from Yudhishthira Maharaj. So after all, anyway, when they completed this exile, 12 years exile in forest and 1 year in disguise, then the Lord went to, from on behalf of Pandavas, the Lord went to Hastinapur, and he asked that all the land belong to Yudhishthira Maharaj. You should give it to Yudhishthira Maharaj again. But Duryodhana was not willing to give anything. Even the land measured in the tip of the needle, Suchagra Medini, tip of the needle. He was unwilling to depart even in such a land, which is covered the tip of the needle. Very little land he was also not willing to give up. So finally it was decided that there will be war. So my point is that Duryodhana is having relationship with Lord Krishna, because Duryodhana's daughter married to Krishna's son, Sambha, Lakshmana. Lakshmana is the daughter of Duryodhana. She married Krishna's son, Sambha. So they are relations, relatives. So Duryodhana thought that he will give him sumptuous food so that Krishna will be very much obliged to him. But Krishna didn't take any food from Duryodhana. In Hindi there is a song that Duryodhana ko bhogana khayo, rukha saga vidur ghara khayo. That so many sumptuous foods were prepared by Duryodhana. He thought that by giving these foods, Krishna will be obliged to me. But Krishna didn't go to take food there. He went, without giving notice, he went to the Vidura's house. Vidura is so dear to the Lord. Vidura's house. Vidura was, by chance, he was not present in the house. And his wife was there. And his wife was also so dear devotee of the Lord, that she was completely not in her senses by seeing the Lord. She was so much ecstatic by seeing the Lord. And you know or not, I don't know. She was giving only the skin of the bananas, not the bananas. She is throwing out the bananas, and skin of the bananas she was giving to the Lord. And Lord was enjoying that skin of the bananas. Lord was enjoying like that. So Vidura is so much dear to the Lord. And in fact, Vidura is the Jamaraj. Vidura is one of the Mahajanas, 12 Mahajanas. Vidura is one of them. He was Jamaraj himself. So Vidura is so much dear that the Lord instructed Maitra Muni to give this knowledge to Vidura. So now, when Vidura, before Mahabharata Yudha, Mahabharata War, he left his kingdom, this Hastinapur, he left. He went for going to different holy places for 35 years. And when he came back from this Tirtha, then he saw Uddhava in Vrindavan. So he asked about the whereabouts of Lord Krishna and Jadavas and Kurus and Pandavas, all about. Because he was absent for last 35 years. In the meanwhile, Mahabharata Yudha was over, all the Kuru, 100 sons, they have already been dead, and Lord also has departed, and also his Jadava Kulas, they are also departed. So Uddhava gave this information. It was described in first four chapters of third canto. This is going on. First four chapters were described. Vidura Uddhava Sambhad. Then finally, when Vidura knew that Lord had departed, and Lord wanted that his instructions be imparted to Vidura, so Vidura requested Uddhava to give him these instructions. But Uddhava said, no, these instructions will be given by Maitra Muni. Lord has told it to specifically to Maitra Muni, that these instructions be given to Vidura. That's why Vidura came to Haridwar in India. That is, that place is there, Haridwar, where Ganga is flowing. There he met Maitra Muni, and there he asked these questions. So here in this seventh chapter, he asks these questions, that living entity is a part and parcel of the Lord. Then Lord is the supreme master. Then how come does this individual living being is subjected to this illusion? The supreme God is above illusion. He is not under the illusion. Three modes of material nature. He is not under the three modes of material nature. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maya Dhisa Maya Vasa Ishwara Jivar Bheda. There are so many similarities between the living entities and the Lord. So many similarities are there. In Upanishad it is stated that nitya nitya naam, svetana svetana naam, eko bahu naam, jo vijadhati kama. The living entity, like the Lord, he is nitya, is eternal. Nitya. Lord is eternal and all the living entities are also eternal. That's why this nitya naam, this is in plural sense, nitya naam. Nitya is in singular sense, singular, and this Nityanam is plural. So, the Lord is eternal and all the living entities are also eternal. Similarly, Chetanas Chetananam, the Lord is also fully conscious. Similarly, we are also fully conscious. We are also conscious beings, human beings, or living entities are also conscious living entities. They are conscious. The Lord is conscious and the living entities are also conscious. So, it appears that the Lord and the living entities are equal in terms. No, there is a difference. What is the difference? Na eko bahunam jo vidhati kaman. The Lord is one, but he fulfills all the desires of all the living entities. That is the difference between the Lord and the living entity. Though here it is stated by Prabhupada Maharaj, though was manish who takes this jnana, brahma, knowledge, they take, and they think that there is no difference between the Lord and the living entities. They are equal. This way they think. Because there are so many similarities are there, but still then there is dissimilarity. The similarity is that all the desires of all the living entities cannot be fulfilled by themselves. It will be fulfilled only by the Lord. And also it is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maya Dhisa Maya Vasa Ishvara Jivar Veda. Maya Dhisa, he is the controller of Maya, or this material world, material illusory energy. He is the controller, the Lord is controller. And we are controlled by this Maya or illusion. So, this is the difference between the Lord and the living entities. This is the difference. So, here Vidura inquires. Of course, Vidura knows everything. Vidura is a Mahajana, he is not an ordinary person, he is a Mahajana, he knows everything. But simply for us, for all the living entities, particularly for the human beings, we should know these points. That's why he is asking this question, that how come that living entities, though he is almost in qualitative terms, in equal qualitative terms with the Lord, in quality he is equal with the Lord, then how he is subject to this material illusion? How is it? It is wonderful, or it is astonishing. So here, Vidura Muni's question is answered by Maitreya Muni. Vidura's questions are answered by Maitreya Muni. That he said that this is example is given, two examples, this one and the next one. These are the two examples. Actually, living entity is pure, but because he is subject to this material illusion, he is under this material, he falls prey to this material illusion. Though he falls prey to the material illusion, till then he is pure. He is not actually a part of this material world. He is not a part of this material world. What he thinks himself to be a part of the material world, that is under illusion. Just like it is stated, this example is given. The moon is in the sky. The moon is there. Of course, the scientists, they say that there is no life in moon. They say, because some years back, they said that they have gone to that moon. They have gone to there. And they find nothing there. There is no sun, no wind, no air is there. Human beings cannot live there. But you might be knowing, while Prabhupada was here, during those times, some newspaper men, they asked this question. Now the scientists have landed the moon planet, so what is your answer to this? So Prabhupada Maharaj said, they have never gone to that planet, moon planet, they have never gone. And on this, some of the disciples of Prabhupada Maharaj left him, because they saw, yes, we are seeing it in our eyes that they have gone to moon planet. And Prabhupada Maharaj saying that they have not gone. So this is our defect. We suffer from four defects. That is Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa and Karanapata. These are scientific Sanskrit terms. These are Brahma means error. Pramada means to think something or something else. That is Pramada. And Vipralipsa means cheating mentality. Vipralipsa. And Karanapata means our senses are imperfect. The conditioned soul suffers from these four defects. But there is no such defect in the liberated soul or in the Vedic literature. There is no such defect. There is no defect. So if we say that yes, we have seen it in our eyes, then we must believe it. But no, we cannot believe it. Because the example is given that when we go by a train, we see the side by trees running in the in different direction, in the opposite direction. Even if we see that is not correct. So there are four types of evidences are there. It is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. Shruti, Pratakya, Aitiha, Anuman. These are the four types of evidences. Shruti means Vedic literature. Pratakya means our direct vision, that is Pratakya. Aitiha means history, and Anuman means logic. In other evidences, there is some types of mistake is there. Like in direct vision, there may be some mistake. And also in history, there may be some mistake. And in also logic, there may be some mistake. But there cannot be any mistake in Vedic literature. Among all the evidences, this Shruti Pramana, this evidence of Shruti is the best one. As stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amaram, that is the highest evidence, there is no sin in it, there is no fault in it, there is no mistake in it. In Vedic literature, there is no mistake. So, the disciples of Prabhupada Maharaj, they thought that we are seeing that the scientists have landed the moon planet, we are seeing in the television and in newspaper all this thing. So, how Prabhupada Maharaj is saying like that? So, they left Prabhupada Maharaj. It is mentioned in Prabhupada Chaitanya, also in Prabhupada Lila, it is mentioned. But because Prabhupada Maharaj, how could he be convinced that yes, scientists have not gone there? Because it is there in Vedic literature. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated that Pusnami Chausadhi Snaham, I am moon, Soma Rasatmaka. By the rays of the moon, the trees, they get nourishment. Sumaghutva rasatma pusnami chausadisnaham, sumaghutva rasatmaka. The moon is an opulence of the Lord, a vibhuti of the Lord, and by the rays of the moon, these trees, they get nourishment. There are fruits and flowers of the trees because of these rays of the moon. So when by the rays of the moon, these trees are nourished, so how we can say, think of that there is no living being in the moon planet? Here Prabhupada Maharaj says this point also in purport. There are also, there is not an empty land. There is full of living entities there. They are very high, they are in a very higher quality. Uddham gacchanti sattvastha. Those who remain in mode of goodness, then they will go to the higher planets. They are the higher living beings. They are not like human beings. You might be knowing, I have read in Prabhupada Lilamrita Prabhupada conversation, there are 36 volumes in Prabhupada conversation. It is stated that from USA, became a disciple of the Prabhupada Maharaj. So he was in their, that is called spying agency, that is USA. There is one NASA or something like that. He was in that, their spying. But he left that agency and came to Prabhupada Maharaj. He was telling at this point that some of the scientists in USA, they were doing research that they will give some message to Dhruva planet. Dhruva planet. We are trying to send some message to Dhruva Loka. And they also got back some message from Dhruva Loka. And when they found out, what is that? They found out this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But they couldn't understand what is this. They couldn't understand. So they left that project abandoned. They abandoned that project. And this gentleman was involved in that project. So he was telling this point to Prabhupada Maharaj. It is there in Prabhupada conversation. So my point is that those who are very higher in quality, those who are in mode of goodness, they only can be promoted to those planets. One cannot go there by mechanical means, one cannot go. However, we may be improved in our science, but still then we will not be able to go there. So, my point is that in moon planet, yeah, there is the god of the, or the chief among the moon planets is Somadeva. Somadeva, Soma is a son of, Soma is the son of Atrimuni. And he is in Brahma's power, he is having Brahma's power. Brahma is an expansion of Brahma, it is stated, Somadeva. And from Somadeva, this visible succession comes, and in this, Vansa means what? Vansa, in this Vansa, Somavansa, comes Lord Krishna Chandra. He is having so many pastimes. Sri Navadamudra Leela is one of them. Krishna comes in this Somavansa. So, this moon, rays of the moon, when it is reflected in water, those who are not so much intelligent, they think that moon is quivering or sun is quivering, they say, thing like that. But there is no quivering in moon or sun, there is no quivering. It is free from quivering. So similarly, so many examples are also there. This example was given by Maitreya Muni in Bhagavatam. And in Bhagavad Gita also, in 15th chapter, the Lord also gives such example. Just like Urdhva Moola Madhasakam Asvatham Kravarabhyam. This material world is described as a tree whose branches, etc., are downwards and roots are upward. This tree. Prabhupada Maharaj says, where we will find this tree? Now, when in the reservoir of water, we see the tree, its reflection of the tree, then we find this tree. Branches are downward and roots are upward. This Urdhva Moola Madhasakam. This is the reflection, this is not the real world. The real world is, that is the spiritual world is the real world. This material world is only a reflection of this spiritual world. Just like in our dream we see that as if our heads are cut off. We see that. But when our dream is over, we see, oh, it is only a dream, it is not real. Similarly, this material world is similar to that point. This illusion is like that. Once there is a point but Narad Muni wanted to know what is illusion. He was very much interested to know this illusion, because he thinks that he has triumphed over illusion. He thinks like that. So he prayed the Lord that he wants to know about illusion. So Lord said, okay, I'll show you illusion. So Narad Muni was under illusion, he was thinking like that. He saw a very beautiful woman. He saw a very beautiful woman, Narad Muni. So he was attracted to her. This is the illusion of the Lord. Lord is giving him the experience of illusion. So Narad Muni was so much attracted to her that he went to the Lord. Vaikuntha planet, he went to Vaikuntha planet. The Lord Hari is there. So he prayed his obeisances and prayed him, "Oh my Lord, please give me a very beautiful form. I want to have a beautiful form."
The Lord asks, what for? I require it. So the Lord, okay, you will be given, you will be granted that. You will be having a beautiful form. So he came, and that girl, that is a kingdom. That is all illusion. That a kingdom is there, and the father of that girl, he was arranging a swayambara. Swayambara, you understand? In which all the eligible youth will come, yeah. And that lady will choose who will be his husband. So that is called swayambara. And Narada Muni was thinking that I have been given a beautiful form by the Lord, so definitely this girl will choose me. He was thinking like that. So when that girl was going with the galant to find out who is his suitable husband, she was going from one person to another like that. And Narada Muni is going in front of her to show him that he has so much beauty to show her. But she is not looking at him. Then on other side, when seeing the Narada Muni face, they were laughing. So Narada could not understand why this girl, this lady, is not looking at me. Somehow or other, the girl, he chose Lord Vishnu was there also, Lord Hari was also there. She chose Lord Hari, put the garland on the neck of the Lord Hari, and they were married. So Narada Muni was very much angry. Then when he saw that, why people are laughing at me? Then when he saw his reflection, the face, it is like that of a monkey. This is Hari, the name Hari, another meaning of Hari is monkey, Hari. So he got this Hari's form, he wanted that Hari is most beautiful. So he must be having that face. So the Lord granted him the face of a monkey. Monkey is also called Hari. So Narada Muni became very angry with the Lord. So he cursed him that I wanted to marry, but you didn't give a facility to marry. So I curse you that you will be separated from your wife. From this curse, actually, the Lord accepted this, and in Treta Yuga, Lord came at this Lord Ramchandra, and there is separation from Sita Devi. And Narada Muni also said that with the help of the monkeys only you will get back your wife again. So actually by Hanuman Dev and other monkeys. So that's why the Lord in his Damodar Lila, it was described that while he was going back from that, by breaking that pot of milk, he went to another room and he went to that taking that butter. And he was giving to the monkeys because he remained indebted to the monkeys in the Treta Yuga. That's why in Dwapar Yuga he was giving butter to the monkeys. This is the Lila in Damodar Lila also. So in this way you will see that actually that is moon or sun, they are not quivering. It is only water which is quivering. So this is the illusion. This is called illusion. And so much illusory effects are there. Generally, it is very difficult. Very few people understand that they are this body. They are not this body. They are separate from this body. Very few people understand. The Lord says it in brief to Arjuna. Arjuna, in Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, third verse, it is stated that Manushyanam Sahasresu Kasi Gatati Siddhaye. Out of thousands of people, very few people get perfection in their life. Very few people. The Lord is in grief because He has given us a human form of life. In this human form of, in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th 10th chapter also, 20th chapter, also this is, Lord says it to Uddhava. Mrudeha Madhyam Sulavam Sudhulavam Prabham Sukalpam Gurukarna Dharam Mayam Kulin and also Teritam Puman Bhavadinatare Swatmaha. We have got a human body and it is a very suitable form to cross over this material ocean. This is like a suitable boat to cross the material ocean. But ए पर्सन हु हैज गॉट दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ मृदुम माध्यम सुलभम सुदलभम इट इज ए वेरी रेयर फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ बिकॉज आफ्टर पैसिंग ओवर 80-100,000 टाइप्स ऑफ स्पीसीज ऑफ लाइफ दैट वन गेट्स ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ दैट इज स्टेटेड इन पद्म पुराण बट स्टिल देन गेटिंग दिस रेयर फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ गुरुकर्ण धारम ही हैज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इन दिस वर्ल्ड ही हैज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर टू बी द नेविगेटर इट ही हैज नॉट एक्सेप्टेड सो ही इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू गेट ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर टू सो दैट दिस बॉडी इज लाइक ए बोट बोट एंड टू क्रॉस द मेटेरियल ओशन वी रिक्वायर द गाइडेंस ऑफ ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर लाइक ए नेविगेटर एंड ही विल गाइड अस we'll cross over this material version and those persons who do not avail these chances of this human being form of human life they are like they commit suicide atmaha they commit suicide this is the set and also Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in his tika that lord feels so much sorry that as if a person who gives a touchstone to a very poor man, a very poor man, he has not even had two square meals a day to take. He's such a poor man. But somehow or other, a rich person gives him a touchstone. Touchstone means chintamani. By touching something, it becomes gold. He becomes so much rich. But still then, if he doesn't realize the value of the touchstone and throws it away, similarly, the rich person who gives him this touchstone, how sorry he will feel. Similarly, the Lord is feeling like that. In grief, he is saying, in Bhagavad Gita also the Lord says, in grief, that manushyanam sahasresu kaschit jatat siddhaye. Thousands of people, very few people try to get success in their life. Very few people. Because they are in this bodily consciousness of life. They are not going this beyond bodily consciousness of life. They are not going. What to speak of Krishna consciousness? They are not able to go beyond this body. In Bhagavad Gita, third chapter it is stated. Indriyani paran yahur, indriyebhyo paran mana, manasastu parabuddhi, jo buddhi paratastu sa. Actually, these senses, there are 10 senses, 5 working senses and 5 knowledge gathering senses. The above these 10 senses is mana, this mind. Above the mana, above the mind is intelligence. And above intelligence is ego. And above ego, we are there, we are the souls. This is our real identity. It is stated by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 3rd chapter to Arjuna. That this is our real identity. We are not this body. Even we are not the mind, even we are not the intelligence or even ego, we are soul. This is our real identification. But we falsely identify ourselves with this body. Thousands of people identify themselves with the body and live a wretched life. Just like persons who cannot see, who cannot understand that moon actually is not quivering. Moon actually, the reflection is quivering. Similarly, we are not this body. We are beyond this body. This knowledge and Vidurani his answer is how we can be free from this illusion in the next verse it will be stated. When one takes shelter of the Lord only, then you will be free from this illusion. Otherwise, you will be rolling over this material world, life after life, you will be only rolling. As long as he doesn't know about his self, and he doesn't know his relationship with the Lord, and he doesn't become attached to the Lord in this relationship, he will remain in this material world and he will go on rolling. Sometimes higher planets, sometimes lower planets, he will be going on rolling. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said by the Lord himself that ei rupe brahmande bhamite kon bhagyavan jiva guru krishna prasad paye bhakti lata bija. You will be rolling in this material world, and those who are very fortunate, by the grace of the Lord, by the grace of the spiritual master, they get this devotional service. Only when we get this devotional service, then only we will be free from this illusion. Otherwise, we will be rolling in this material world.
So many material worlds are there, so many material. This material world, this is Lord Brahma as having four faces, four heads. Because this is the lowest of the material worlds, so many material worlds are there in which Lord Brahma is having 10 faces, 10 heads, or 100 heads, or 1000 heads, like that. It is created in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many material will be going on rolling and rolling. Unless we get the shelter of the Lord by the help of a spiritual master, we will be rolling this and we will be just thinking that yes, moon is quivering and sun is quivering, like that. In this way, this creation and secondary creation should describe in these two cantos, canto 3 and 4. With this, I would like to conclude my speech. I will invite you to raise some queries or to get some clarification, some comments. जय श्री भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद महाराज की जय श्री गुरुदेव की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय गौर प्रेमानंद की।